is Crushing the Job Interview, written by Trevor Adesanya. Read for you by Mateo Salazar. Introduction. I spent 7 years as a tech recruiter at a firm you've heard of, sitting in on more than 3,000 interview debriefs, and then 9 more years as a career coach working one-on-one with engineers, designers, product managers, analysts, and a handful of finance people who somehow ended up in my inbox. So I have watched very carefully what happens between the moment someone sends in a resume and the moment they sign an offer. I have watched it from the recruiter's side, where the candidate is a row in a spreadsheet. I have watched it from the hiring manager's side, where the candidate is a 40-minute slot. And I have watched it from the candidate's side, sitting across from someone in the coffee shop in Atlanta who is brilliant at their job and absolutely convinced they are going to bomb every conversation they walk into. Here is what I have learned. Most interview advice is written for people who are bad at interviews because they are bad at the job. That is a real category of person. They exist. You're almost certainly not one of them. If you bought a book called Crushing the Job Interview instead of, say, How to Finally Get Out of Customer Service, you are probably someone who already does the work well. You ship code, you write the deck, you close the deal, you save the patient, you make the spreadsheets sing. Your problem is not that you can't do the job. Your problem is that something keeps going sideways between the doing of the job and the talking about the job. And the offers that come in are either small, late, or not coming at all. That gap is what this book is about. I want to name something right at the start, because if I don't, you will sit through the next 200 pages waiting for me to say it. The standard interview advice industry will tell you that the gap is confidence. You're too quiet. You don't sell yourself. You need to power pose in the bathroom. You need to memorize your elevator pitch. You need to manifest, visualize, smile more, sit up straighter and pretend you are not nervous. I have read a lot of this stuff. Some of it isn't wrong exactly, but almost all of it misses the actual mechanism. The reason capable people underperform in interviews has very little to do with confidence and very much to do with information. They do not know what the interviewer is actually evaluating. They do not know what signal the recruiter is screening for in the first 12 minutes. They do not know that the hiring manager already has a short list of 2 people in their head and is now deciding whether you can join that short list or not. They do not know how to read the job description for what it is actually saying versus what HR pasted in to be safe. And so they walk in and answer the questions on the surface, technically, accurately, and in the wrong language for the room. Let me give you a small example because I'd rather be concrete than abstract. Last spring, I worked with a back-end engineer named Priya. She had 6 years at a mid-sized fintech. She was making about $140,000 in Atlanta, and she'd been interviewing for 6 months without an offer. She is, objectively, very good. She'd led the migration of a creaky payment service onto something her team actually wanted to maintain. When I asked her how the last interview went, she said, "I think okay." They asked me about a project, and I told them about the migration. I asked her to walk me through what she'd said. She had described in correct and accurate detail the architecture of the new system. She had not mentioned that the old one had been silently double-charging some customers, that her work had stopped a class-action lawsuit her legal team was actively worried about, or that the company was now able to launch in 2 new states because the new service was compliant. She'd given them a system diagram when they were asking for a story. 3 weeks later, with the exact same project as material, she had 2 offers, both above 180. She hadn't gotten more confident. She'd gotten more accurate about what they were asking. That is the entire premise of this book. You are good at your job. You probably do not need a personality transplant. What you need is a clear, almost surgical understanding of what is actually being evaluated at each stage of the interview and a language that maps your real work onto what they are trying to find out. When you have that, the same answers that used to land flat suddenly land. The same projects that used to sound modest suddenly sound like leadership. The same negotiation that used to terrify you suddenly works in your favor because you understand what the recruiter is allowed to do, what they are pretending they cannot do, and what is sitting in their drawer if you don't blink first. A word about who this book is and isn't for. If you are looking for breathing exercises and affirmations, this is not your book. There are good books on that. If you are looking for a script you can memorize so you never have to think on your feet, this is also not your book. And frankly, those scripts are part of why you sound rehearsed and slightly off in the room. What this is instead is a practical guide to the actual mechanics of modern hiring, written by someone